Our text for tonight is from the Gospel according to John, the 18th chapter. John writes, "So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' And Jesus answered, 'Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?' And Pilate answered, 'Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?' Jesus answered, 'My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from this world.' Then Pilate said to him, 'So you are a king?' And Jesus answered, 'You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice.' Pilate said to him, 'What is truth?' After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, 'I find no guilt in this man. But you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. So do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?' And they cried out again, 'Not this man, but Barabbas.' Now Barabbas was a robber." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's interesting here as John is recording this kind of sham trial going on. The chief priests are involved. Now they have gotten the governor, the leader of Judea, involved. His name is Pontius Pilate. Now Pilate is interrogating Jesus because Pilate is the one who announces or declares that an execution can be done, that a crucifixion can happen. He is the one who gives the judgment, not the chief priests, the leaders of the Jews. So Pilate's talking to Jesus, and he comes to the conclusion that Jesus is innocent, that he has no fault, that he's done nothing wrong, that he is indeed to go free. However, the Jews get the crowd all riled up, and they're out to get Jesus. We know John's been recording that they've been working diligently to find a way to kill Jesus. And this is their way. They're going to get the governor, they're going to get Pilate to declare Jesus guilty, even though he is innocent. Now, at the same time, there's this man named Barabbas. Barabbas, John calls a robber. Now, he's not just a robber. In the other Gospels, Matthew, Luke, and Mark, the Gospel writers call Barabbas a murderer and an insurrectionist. So he's not a good man. He has been working against Rome to get rid of their occupation, working against them to sabotage. But he's also been found to be a murderer. He's got blood on his hands, and he's also a thief, a robber. He's much like the one that is found in the Good Samaritan story that Jesus tells, that sees this this man walking along the road who falls amongst robbers. Okay, this is the same kind of a person. They're willing to beat you to death and take your stuff. This is what Barabbas is. He is indeed guilty. He can't get any more guilty. In fact, he's going to be crucified the next day or this day for his sins. He's going to be punished. The wages of his sin, in other words, is death. Now, as we're thinking about what's going on here, you have Jesus, the Christ, the King of the Jews, the King of all of creation, really, who is indeed innocent. The writer of Hebrews and even St. Paul, in writing to the church in Corinth, says that Jesus knew no sin. He was without sin. So, in other words, Jesus has nothing to confess to the Father. In thought, word, and deed, he is perfectly aligned with the will of God. There is no darkness in him, only light. There is no evil within him, only good. And then you have also in this story Barabbas, who is full of guilt, full of shame, full of sin, full of darkness. There is no light in him. He is evil, seeking to do his own will. Now, what's interesting here to me, as I'm thinking this season, this Lenten season, about this story, is that the one who goes free is not the one that we would expect. We would expect for justice to be done and that Jesus would be set free. That the one who goes to the cross at the end of this story would be Barabbas. However, in God's work and will and his passion, that's not what occurs. In fact, Jesus says himself, "For this purpose I was born, for this purpose I have come into the world to bear witness to the truth." I would say to bear witness to God's mercy and grace towards us who are dead in our trespasses. You see, we, you and I, we are Barabbas. We are full of guilt. We are indeed rebel against God as soon as we can. As soon as we wake up in the morning, we seek to do our will and to walk in our ways. We rebel against him, following the lusts of our heart and the desires of our flesh, and we turn things upside down. We don't walk in the truth. We create all kinds of lies and falsehood, and we walk in that instead. But here in this story, we have an actual picture, a real-world example of what it means to have a redeemer, what it means to have a kinsman redeemer who comes into the world and takes the punishment for us, a substitute, a propitiatory atonement, okay? Jesus is going to take the place of someone, and that person in the story is Barabbas. You see, it is Barabbas, the guilty, who is set free at the end of this story. He does not go to the cross to meet the penalty for his sin. Jesus does. Jesus takes the punishment of Barabbas. Jesus bears the sins of you and I. It is Jesus who becomes the guilty so that Barabbas can become the innocent. It is Jesus who finds himself imprisoned and led to death so that Barabbas and you and I can be free. This is the gospel in action. This is why Jesus has come. This is why we have so much anticipation for Good Friday and Easter Sunday, because we can see there on the cross the one who has come to set us free, free from the wrath of God, free from the punishment of sin, free from death, free from guilt, and free from shame. Paul writes in Galatians, "In Christ Jesus, he has set us free. For freedom, Jesus has set us free. And in him we are," John says, "free indeed." Let's pray. O Lord, when the guilty was chosen to go free instead of your son, and your son, who was innocent, went to the cross, we saw both the depth of our sin and the greatness of your mercy. So deliver us from every pride and arrogance, that in humility of faith and repentance we may abide in Christ, and he in us, all the days of our lives. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.